and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I want to talk about how do we live out our faith each day? In the circumstance of our lives, how is our faith being lived out? I believe that Christ died for me, he has forgiven me of my sins, and he rose from the dead, so he's victorious over death. But with that knowledge, how do I live out my faith? God asks us to love him and to love our neighbor. How does that flow out into our lives? What does that look like? Am I living what I say I believe? I came across a passage recently from Pope Francis, and this particular paragraph really spoke to me, so I want to share it with you. And Pope Francis is talking about how we grow in our faith, we grow in holiness through small gestures. And he says this, here is an example. A woman goes shopping. She meets a neighbor and they begin to speak and the gossip starts. But she says in her heart, no, I will not speak badly of anyone. This is a step forward in holiness. Later at home, one of her children wants to talk about his hopes and dreams. And even though she is tired, she sits down and listens with patience and love. That is another sacrifice that brings holiness. Later, she experiences some anxiety, but recalling the love of the Virgin Mary, she takes her rosary and prays with faith. Yet another path of holiness. Later still, she goes out onto the street, encounters a poor person, and stops to say a kind word to him. One more step. You know, in this passage really resonated with me, because the examples are just so normal. I love that. They're just so normal. That living out our faith is normal. It's in the everyday of our lives. I go to the shops. I care for people. I get anxious. I encounter people in need. They're everyday examples. And they highlight a small decision that I can make every day of whether I choose to follow Christ and how he would treat people, or whether I choose not to. It's in the small decisions, the small disciplines in my life, that's where my faith is lived out. That's where I grow in holiness to be who God has asked me to be. Every day we have these opportunities to live out our faith, opportunities to be Christ to someone, to choose whether we're going to live for him or whether we're not. Is your life evidence of what you believe in? Is your life evidence of what you believe in? Are your small decisions every day showing that this is what I believe? I believe that Christ died for me, that I love him, and therefore I love my neighbor. Does your life show that? Our faith in God should be so revolutionary that it affects the way I act. It affects my decisions. It affects the way that I live my life. Our faith is lived out in the small decisions. It's lived out in the small disciplines of our lives, the everyday decisions that seem so small, but yet they have such a large effect in saying who we are, in what we believe in the God that we believe in. So we live out our faith in the small decisions. That's my main point today. We live out our faith in the small decisions. Small decisions help us to prioritize and grow in our relationship with God. Isn't that interesting? It's the small decisions that I make in my life that show whether I'm prioritizing my faith, show whether I'm prioritizing my relationship with God. It's the small daily decisions. The small daily decisions, they matter. They're the moments where you choose who you want to be. Am I going to be a Christ follower or not? The first example that Pope Francis gives is about a woman who goes to the shops and she meets someone that she knows, and the gossip, it says, starts. And I don't know about you, but I have those circumstances in my life where that's very easy to do, that I have contributed to in the past as well. But here this woman decides, just in her mind, she just says, no, I will not speak badly of anyone. She's chosen to follow Christ. She's chosen to love someone by not gossiping about them. The way we choose to speak matters. It's a daily decision of how we use our words. In the book of James, chapter 3, it talks about the power of the tongue, how powerful our words are. And it says this in verse 4. Take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. It's just simply talking about how much our words can have an effect. Our tongue is such a small part of our body in the grand scheme of things, but our words are so powerful. How is your speech? What is your daily decision like in regards to the words that you use? Where are you making the daily decisions in other areas of your life, in your work, in your family, with your friends? What decisions are you making each day that will show the love of Christ? Each decision may seem small, but it is evidence of what we believe in. It is evidence of our faith. And it causes us to become more holy when we choose those decisions that Christ would choose. We choose to love people as God loves them. Now, these decisions, these small daily decisions, it's not just about being nice or kind. It's deeper than that. When we choose the right way, when we make these decisions, even though they seem small, then we are choosing to live as God wants us to live. And that does something in us. We're saying, God, I want you in my life more, and I want to live the way that you've asked me to live. I want to treat people as you ask me to treat them, with love. And the second thing it does when we make these small decisions is that it then shows Christ's love to the person that we've made the decision about. When we chose not to gossip, we've actually given love to the person who we did not gossip about. When we met that poor person and we've given them a kind word, or maybe actually given them food or something that they need, we've shown Christ's love. There are practical ways that we show Christ's love when we choose, when we make these small decisions. It does something in us and it does something to the person who we're interacting with. So today, I want to ask you to think about your small decisions in your day. How do your small decisions in your life reflect the person that God's asked you to be? How do they reflect your faith? And next week, I want to talk about the small disciplines in our lives, the things that we do each day that help us in our small decisions, because they're connected. So I hope that that's really blessed you this week. Maybe it's given you a lot to think about, to go away and think about your small decisions. I look forward to chatting with you again next time.